play it.
The House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, where Bishop Wayne Thomas is the pastor, is having a free Feed the Community initiative Saturday, July 25th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., sponsored by First Lady Sharisha Thomas. You can contact the program director, Judy Thomas, at 318-403-2302. The House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12. Let us stand for the reading of God's word, those that are able to stand. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. The Bible reads in our hearing, neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Amen. Amen. Looking at that Acts, the fourth chapter, that 12th verse, but that last clause, whereby we must be saved. I want to talk about for a little while, and you're hearing, salvation on God's terms. Salvation on God's terms. Amen. First of all, we thank God for life on this side. Yes. We thank God for lives, lows and highs. But through it all, God has definitely been good to all of us. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Whether saved or unsaved. I got some Bible in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 45. Jesus said, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Clause, watch this. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So let's identify this on the onset of this message, because God is good to all of us.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Whether saved or unsaved. But if we want to make it to heaven and be with Jesus, we have to do it on God's terms. Amen. In this book called The Acts of the Apostles, the name comes from the Greek word prakris, which means the great depths or actions of significant figures. Now, while it is called the Acts of the Apostles, the book actually focuses almost entirely on the deeds of just two main leaders. First, it was Peter in the first half of the book of Acts, and Paul in the second half of the book of Acts. Many scholars also refer to it as Acts of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it highlights how the Spirit of God guided and empowered these men to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, if we want to be used by God, we cannot be used by God apart from God's Spirit. Are y'all with me? Because any time we try to do something for God, we will be aggravated, frustrated without the Spirit of God. And so we got to have God's Spirit in order to be used by the Master. Now, Dr. Luke here is the writer, and Luke also wrote to us the gospel according to Luke. Luke was not only a doctor, but he cared for Paul when Paul got sick on his missionary journey, and Paul gave him a nickname, and he gave him a nickname of the beloved physician. Now, the message and purpose of the book of Acts emphasizes the work of God through the Holy Spirit in the lives of people who devoted themselves to Jesus Christ. I just told us now, if we want the Spirit of the living God to use us, we are going to, my beloved brothers and sisters, have to give our lives over to the Spirit of God. Yes. Are y'all with me? Yes. Matter of fact, watch it if you will. I'm not making it up. Watch it. Paul and Peter, the apostles, Jesus called Paul on the road by way of Damascus. He called him then and made him an apostle. Peter was identified as an apostle and chief apostle because Peter identified that Jesus was, in fact, the Son of God. Jesus told Peter that flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but the Spirit of God revealed me, Jesus, to you, Peter, and I am the Savior of the world. Am I in the Bible? Yes. Am I in Bible country? Yes. And so watch it if you will. So Peter here and Paul devoted their lives to God and gave themselves over to the Spirit of the living God. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so now they devoted themselves to Jesus Christ. Especially the Apostle Paul, as he led the Gentile missionary endeavor. Now, God's Spirit used Paul, watch how he used Paul, to unite Jewish and Gentile converts. I want y'all to get this. To form what I'm trying to do right now, to form a local church. Are y'all with me here? Only when we are together, when we unite of different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different genres, different races. Amen. When we come together under one roof, amen, to worship God. When we do it in spirit and in truth, then we truly will receive or be received by God. And Paul here, he united Jewish, Jesus' own people, and the Gentile to form a local church. So you say, well, Pastor, I understand all of that. Well, how did we end up here in this text when John and Peter were arrested? Can I help us here? Can I back up a little bit? Because they helped a beggar that was lame at the temple gate. Now, can I show how they helped him? To stop depending, y'all better get this, on people and money. Good God Almighty. I just said something. And look to Jesus for his situation. And the Bible says Peter took the man that was lame and was laid at the gate called Beautiful by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. Now the man that was lame received healing, watch it, and got saved. So Jesus can take care of our physical needs as well as our spiritual needs. Are y'all with me here?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so how we got here in the fourth chapter, because John and Peter, my beloved brothers and sisters, what they did was they encouraged a man to come up from where he was and to come up to where Jesus was, so he can be healed, he can be delivered, and he can be set free of his begging and of his lameness in his body. Are y'all with me? And because of that, remember earlier now, the book of Acts is not, say, out of order, but the Bible is not in chronological order. So they had crucified, killed Jesus at this time. And Peter was representing Jesus as the chief apostle and letting the people know that same Jesus that you killed, God raised him from the dead the third day, and now he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. They wanted to know the counsel. How in the world did Peter and John get this man up from his bed? blameless. And Peter confronted the council and told the Jewish council, it was not by us, but by the Spirit of the living God working through us that empowered us to raise him up. And Jesus is the one that healed him. Amen. And so now we hear where they were arrested and they confronted the council. And Peter here in his Acts 4 and 12, it says, life, first of all, is beautiful. We have memories, good and bad, right? But thank God for the good times and for good memories. Am I right there? Watch it. Being familiar, being important, being known, and who we know is a good thing. But sometimes all of that concerning God simply does not matter. No matter our situations or our circumstances, God himself has provided an escape route for all of us. Yeah. We have to do one thing. We have to accept that which God has provided for us, and that is salvation by no other way but by him, Jesus. Yes. Y'all got it now? Yes. Because God would not let me leave this salvation piece alone. Mm. I was talking to Lady Thomas, and she said, whatever God put on your heart, give it to us. Yes. If God won't let you leave it alone, that's because God wants us to hear about it, to encourage us. So maybe it might be somebody in our family need to hear about salvation. Yes. Maybe somebody in our family, our friends, concerned about where their soul will rest. Yes. And they don't know. And that's why God is leading us to this. Yeah. Watch it if you will. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none. Y'all see that in your Bibles? Other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Peter concluded by making clear, and I'm making clear to us, the uncompromising exclusive claim of Christianity. It must hinge upon the blood sacrifice of Jesus who died on the cross. Are y'all with me? This message rings throughout the New Testament. Jesus himself said, no man coming unto the Father but by me. Do y'all see that? Watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. I'm not making it up. John 14 and 6. John 14 and 6. Amen. We got to get this. Now, the gospel according to John, the 14th chapter, that 6th verse. This is read in your Bibles. Look what it said. Jesus said unto him, I am the who? The way. Right? That's what he said? The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. House of Praise, there's a lot of people, good people in the world. But being a good person and morally good is a good thing. But that won't get us into heaven. Because we cannot buy our way into heaven. Right. We cannot do good enough good works to get into heaven. Right. Am I right there?
Yes.
The work has already been done. The price has already been paid.
Yes.
How? By Jesus suffering, dying on the cross,
yes,
for the remission of my sin and your sin.
Yep.
Jesus alone is able to provide access to God. Because he alone paid the penalty for our sins.
Yes.
All other claims are false and contrary to this statement what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is truth and life, and he is the one and only way of salvation. Jesus provided the way. Y'all got it?
Yes.
Jesus paved the way for us. He did that by dying on the cross of Calvary. And so Peter wanted to let the council know that I do not care if you are elders and scribes and rulers. Amen. You too have to take this medicine too if you want to see Jesus. The governor, the president, the senator,
the pastor,
all of us. If we want to see Jesus, we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And we have to understand, realize, and recognize that the only way to salvation is by Jesus. Salvation is on God's terms, not on our terms. The contract has already been drawn up and executed. The plan has already been made. And all we have to do is accept that which God has already proposed to us. If we want to see mama and daddy, amen, the loved ones that died in Christ, we have to accept and receive salvation on God's terms. Y'all see that? Look at the word. Look at the word. Neither is there salvation in any other. We can look up and down the road. We can read books. We can go to classes. We can do all we want to do. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm showing you in the Bible, the only way to Jesus, the only way to God, rather, is by accepting Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. Look at Peter here. Peter was bold in the spirit. Look at Peter. See, then to take it a step further, the council didn't want Peter and John to speak, teach, or preach in Jesus' name. They whipped them, they let them go, but they told them not to speak, teach, or preach in Jesus' name. But Peter, with his bold self, say, I got to do what the Lord say do, and not man. Because it was Jesus that saved me, and not the Sanhedrin Council. It was Jesus that saved me, and not the president. It was Jesus that saved me, and not the governor. It was Jesus that saved me, and no political party saved my soul, but Jesus. So I got to speak bold in his name. Because guess what happened? When all other things falter and fail, all I got left is Jesus. Are y'all with me here? So we got to be bold and speak in the name of Jesus. Listen, neither is there salvation in any other. Salvation is simply in Jesus. Then it said, for there is none. That's what Peter said. Other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The only way we could be saved is by accepting salvation on God's terms. And I don't know who this for, but the only way that we're going to get salvation is by accepting Jesus. Am I right there?
Yes.
For, watch this if you will, I'm going to take it a step further. So you say, well, Pastor, you told us all that. You showed us all that in the Word. So how do I get this thing called salvation? Right? Real simple. Romans 10:9 say that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, right? And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, what the scripture say? Thou shalt be saved. Am I right there? So, salvation is on who terms? God's terms. So, if we're going to go to heaven, we got to accept the salvation the way God has already set it in place. By us accepting Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Watch this. Watch this. Number two. How do I get this salvation? Number two. Number one, it's not earned by men, but Jesus paid the price for our salvation by him giving up his own blood and body to Calvary's cross. Now y'all know y'all pastor, so y'all know I'm not going to make a statement, right? Without scripture, right? Why the scripture? Now this is the NIV version. The NIV version. Listen at this. Matthew 20 and 28. It said, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, watch it, but to serve, watch the last clause, and to give his life, as a ransom for many. You see that? Jesus came and he gave his life as a ransom for many. What that mean? We have to accept him giving his life as a ransom for many. We have to accept that if we want to be saved. Am I right there? Jesus said, we just looked at it, but I want to put a little more weight on it, a little more emphasis. The Gospel of John 14, 6 verse. Jesus said, unto him I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, it's no other way to be saved or no other way to make it to the Father or have eternal life but by Jesus. So if you know your friend, your family, your schoolmate, your classmate, or whomever, looking any other way, point in this book and this lesson and show them that they can stop looking. They're wasting their time. Because there's no other way to salvation but by Jesus. He is the only way to salvation but by him, Jesus. Is that all right? I want to look at something else while I'm here, and I want you to put a marker because we're going to see it again. I want to look at Acts chapter 2. I want to look at Acts chapter 2. A good preacher, a good pastor that's sensitive to the Spirit, hear questions and answers bouncing in your head while we're teaching and preaching.
Yeah.
I'm going to see, can I answer that? Is that all right?
Yes.
Acts chapter 2. Are y'all there yet? And I want to look at verse number 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Amen. We just teaching a little bit. Salvation on God's terms. Look at the word. Are we there yet? Acts chapter 2 and 41. Let me see, can I answer some of your questions in your mind? Watch this. Well, pastor, before I read it, well, pastor, you know, you can't make them, you know, join the church. Well, first of all, they need to be added. Then they won't leave you, because if they join, they can unjoin.
Yeah.
They can leave. So if they're added, they're going to stay.
Yeah.
Till death do us part. Amen.
Amen.
So watch this. Well, pastor, you know, we can't make them except Christ, and I know this. Now, let me help us. As one that have insight because of the Holy Ghost gave me insight, right?
All right.
One that's a student and a teacher of the word. You've heard pastors preaching well about this text, about Peter preached and told them that they have to repent, and they repented, was pricked to the heart, and 3,000 souls were added to the church, right?
Amen.
Now, can I show us something that they miss?
Go ahead.
Watch this. We don't talk about this. So we know that. Acts 2 and 41. Then they that gladly receive his word. See, I can stop right there. Now, I'm going to read it again because y'all missed it.
Come on, Bishop.
I'm going to go back up. I'm still talking about salvation on God's term, not Acts chapter 4. Right? I'm still in the lesson. I haven't left the lesson. Watch this. Watch this. Acts chapter 2 and 41. Then they that gladly received his word, what? Were baptized, right? And the same day, there were how many?
3,000.
Added unto them about 3,000 souls. Mm-hmm. Even Peter, the great chief apostle Peter, that Jesus appointed over the other apostles.
Yeah.
He was the chief apostle. Mm-hmm. He was the head man under Christ. Watch this. Even Peter, with the Holy Ghost working through him, couldn't do what? Reach everybody. You see that in the text?
Yeah.
Let me show you again. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Why would the text say, now you know Peter had the Holy Ghost. If he preached and 3,000 came up and accepted Christ, were added to the church, that means the Lord used him in a mighty way, didn't he?
Yes.
But why this? Uh-oh. Is Peter more powerful than Jesus?
No.
Uh-oh. And everybody heard Jesus preach too, didn't they?
Yeah.
And everybody didn't accept him either, didn't they? Uh-huh. But you know why? Because they wanted salvation on their terms. Say that again, Brother Jay. It don't work like that. We have to get and receive salvation on God's terms. So what that means? Some, a lot heard it because we know 3,000 souls were added after the Holy Ghost used Peter in a powerful way to preach. 3,000 souls were added to the church, right? Watch this. But everybody that heard were not added to the church. Everybody was not glad. But we still got to tell the story whether they receive it or not. Y'all see that? And so getting back to Acts chapter 4, I had to show us this. Now, put a marker there because we're going to look at that again at a later date. Neither is there, you got it now, salvation in any other. You see, the people that heard Peter preached and 3,000 souls were added to the church. It say, and they that were glad.
Yeah.
That mean all of them wasn't glad.
Mm-hmm.
They were glad of some parts of what he said.
Yeah.
But some part were hard. You know what the part that was hard? Uh-oh, accountability.
And
obedience.
And
responsibility.
Come on,
see, we want the good part of Jesus. We want the houses, the land, the cars, the big bank accounts and all that,
yeah.
But some of us don't want to do the hard parts or the hard tasks.
Yes.
See, we got to do it on God's terms. Salvation has been given by God through Jesus.
Yes.
And there's no other way to get to heaven but by him, Jesus. And I see a lot of them snickering and grinning, and I might as well say it now while I'm on the radio. I don't care about getting in trouble because I'm a Bible preacher. I told Lady Thomas, I say, I see a lot of them snickering and grinning at us, the church folk, you know, them folk that wasting their time. They're going in the building praising God, listening to teaching and the preaching every Sunday. I see them. But they got a raggedy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Dr. Wayne Thomas and First Lady Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, it's houseofpraisefullgospel.com. They're located at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. The phone number is 318-730-9788. And be sure to tune in next time for the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in 3 states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned.